Good morning. Well, Luke, when Luke slept in, I had his kids, so. Woohoo! My kids are all grown up. Praise the Lord. The Fruit of the Spirit series. How do we get this fruit? Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Anybody got it down? Having believed, you are marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. That's what this is all about, the Holy Spirit coming into our lives. It starts off with having believed. What does that mean, having believed? If you look at Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Is there a better verse than that? You will be saved. And when you're accepting Christ, having believed, you're marked with the Holy Spirit, a deposit in your life. And the fruit of the Spirit is part of that gift that God gives you, along with salvation. Luke read, when God's Spirit is at work within us, it produces the wonderful fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. Today is goodness. We're in the middle of our series, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Next week, we're taking a break, but we'll get back into our series again. Next week, as Luke mentioned, is Easter, and please bring some family or friends. It's a big turnout next week. So, these virtues, I read this quote, these virtues blend together to reflect the overall character of God. That is so cool. If you want to understand God in one sentence, look at that verse, Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. Goodness, living the good life. Maybe, living the good life. You know, you hear that said and you don't really think of goodness. But really, if we're living a life of goodness, wouldn't that be the good life? It seems many people think different things when they think of the good life. They might think of a hot tub and a back rub and a good nap. Or the three M's. A mansion, a Mercedes, and money. Different 3M than you were expecting. But God says the good life is spiritual. And as we read the fruit of the Spirit, one of them is goodness. And that's not the perspective that many people have. Goodness is not feeling good, looking good, or owning good, like we made mention of. It's being good and doing good. And that's what we want to impress upon you today, is to be good and do good. And since the fruit of the Spirit comes from God, we know that it's all good. Goodness is not something that man can manufacture or make. You can't just be good on your own. You have to have God. It comes from God alone. Romans 3:12 says, there is no one who does good, not even one. None of us will do good without God in our life, throughout our life. God is the source of goodness. And some people think, well, people are basically good. No, they're not. They're basically bad. They have a sin nature. All the way from Adam and Eve, that nature was given to us. And we're basically bad. And if you ask a teacher here, they could tell you that kids can be bad. Or if you have little kids or even teenagers or beyond, we're all with that sin nature. For all have sinned. Further in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are without God's glory. We are separated from God until we believe. And so, beyond the fruit of the Spirit, salvation is vital. Having believed. And goodness, as I mentioned, is only possible with God. Somebody said that if you take God out of good, you end up with a big fat zero. Well, it's actually technically an O, right, Carrie? But it's a big fat zero, nothing. The word good comes from an old Anglo-Saxon word that has the same connotation as God. And I thought it was really interesting. I read about the word goodbye, and that's an abbreviation for the Anglo-Saxon way of saying, God be with you. God be with ye, actually. Goodbye. So they made a cool word out of that. And I think it's so important that we remember that when we talk about good, we're really talking about God or being like God. Goodness is making choices to express the character of our Heavenly Father, to bring Him glory. As we live out a life, the good life, we're bringing God glory. We're doing good, and we're being good, and we're living out His desire for our lives. Romans 5:5 talks about God's perfect loving character poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. When that Holy Spirit comes into our life, God has access to our life, our hearts. He can pour goodness into our lives. Otherwise, He doesn't have that access, that Holy Spirit within. Dan Hooser, I have a quote about goodness. He said, "The spiritual fruit of goodness enables sinful man to do good and be good. Good in the truest sense of the word. Goodness, after all, is the essence of God's nature." And I would add to that, the essence of God's nature that He wants displayed in our lives. God wants us to display goodness. He wants us to display all the fruit of the Spirit. But today we're focusing on goodness. Jesus talked about that goodness. He talked about good and God in the story about the rich young ruler. And the ruler came to Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" He was a good man in his own ability, but he fell short in one area. But Jesus didn't address that right away. He said, "No one is good except God alone." He first wanted to say, "Hey, I'm a man, and I'm going to be taking the sin of the world on. God is good." Or maybe he wanted to say, "You're right. I am God, and I am fully man." But he wanted to make sure he understood that before he allowed him to say, "Good teacher." We know that God's work is good. Romans 8:28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, for those who have been called according to His purpose. We've been called according to His purpose. And once we believe and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He has a mission for us to do good. You know, this month we were planning to be in Romania a couple weeks ago, doing good, sharing God's love, sharing goodness with another part of the world. And we don't have to go there to do that. We need to share goodness here, in this community, surrounding area. God's goodness should shine forth. We need to bring Him glory. That's our mission. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift comes from above." You know, if my wife gives me a really good gift, well, maybe God gave her that idea. So if you can think of any good gifts, tell her. But God is the source of all good, every good and perfect gift. And the best gift is salvation. We could go on and on, but we're going to talk about good and talk about God. Because without God, there is no good, right? And from the Old Testament, one more verse, Micah 6:8. It says, "The Lord has told you what is good. And this is what He requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Goodness is not a matter of reasoning. You just can't think it through. You have to receive it from God. He reveals to us what is good. Because only God knows what is good. We could paraphrase this verse. Goodness is personal godliness lived out in a practical way. That's really what they're saying there, I think. You may think that you're not doing enough good, and you've fallen short. Well, every day is a new day. Praise the Lord. I read on Facebook, my daughter Britta wrote a little thing about getting up and realizing today is a day of opportunity. We can share God's goodness. Every morning you get up, you look to God and say, God, what's my mission? Who do you have for me to meet up with? Who do you desire for me to impact their life? You know, my life's not perfect, but I can encourage others. I can help others to see God's goodness, to do good and to be good so that it impacts others. Each one of us has opportunity to do that. You might think, well, I'm just one person. How can I really impact this region? And I was reading about how many times one person made a huge impact. And I wrote some of these down a long time ago. In 1645, one vote gave Oliver Cromwell control of England. Now, I wasn't there, but I believe that that's true. And then in the United States, in 1776, one vote gave America the English language instead of German. Thank God for that. Have you ever tried to learn German? We had a German exchange student at our house, and he was wonderful. But I'm thankful that we don't have to speak German. English is tough enough. In 1845, one vote brought Texas into the Union. In 1868, one vote saved President Andrew Johnson from impeachment. In 1875, one vote changed France from a monarchy to a republic. In 1941, one vote saved the Selective Service System, just 12 weeks before Pearl Harbor. Who knows what impact some of these would have had if that one person hadn't voted and stood up and said, hey, my vote counts. I'm going to do something. And I think goodness is the same way. We can make changes in life, in the world around us, by taking action, by doing something right, by being good and living a life of goodness. It's important. And just think now, if each one of us changes and we all go into the world around us and we're living a life filled with goodness, how would God be glorified? We need to take steps. Another story about a person that influenced lives by being good, Ronald Reagan. It's said that every life that he impacted can talk about something that he did good. And I read about a story about this young lady, well, actually she was 83, Frances Green. Elderly lady, and she had been giving consistently $1 she sent every year to the election campaign. And she received a card in the mail, an invitation to the White House. And she was excited, and she thought, well, they must be noticing that I'm giving. And she didn't notice that it was an RSVP in the envelope. And she didn't notice you're supposed to give a big donation to get to go to this dinner with the president. She just marked down the date. She gathered up her change and she headed 4-day train trip to Washington, D.C. And when she arrived, she walked up and announced who she was and showed her invitation. And they said, well, we don't have you on the list. She hadn't RSVP'd. But they tried to figure out what they could do, and through several connections, the president found out that she was wanting to see him and expecting to see him. So he made time, and she went into the White House, and it said that as they marched up to the Oval Office, the National Security Council comes out, and generals are coming out of the Oval Office to make room for Frances Green. And the president waves them in, and it said that he hollered out, Frances, These darn computers are followed up again. And he made time that afternoon to visit with her about her life and things that were important to her. He didn't have to do that. He was a good man. He was a good president. Are you a good person? Are you willing to give up your time? Maybe there's somebody in the community that needs to share a story. Maybe their life. Maybe you go to Good Sam and visit with somebody. It's not always easy to just sit and listen, but it's not a huge sacrifice to do good and to be good. President Reagan will be remembered for doing good. Will you be remembered for doing good? I hope so. Being good also promotes forgiveness. God requires that we love mercy. The Hebrew word hesed is used over 250 times. One English word cannot really capture what that word means of mercy. Sometimes it's called grace, sometimes it's called love. Sometimes it's called loving kindness. But it's really all of those things, all tied up into one. If we're loving mercy, then we're sharing goodness. They kind of go hand in hand. They're tied together. If you have no mercy, if you have no time for people around you, how can you do good? How can you share God's goodness? Another thing that the goodness helps us to exemplify is our faithfulness. Are you being faithful with what God has given you, with your time and your money, your possessions? Are you being faithful? Are you being good? God gives us opportunities through the day, through the week. Are you grabbing those opportunities and saying, God, thank you. I want to do good. I want to be good. Goodness is to walk humbly with your God. If you're getting up every morning, faithfully praying to God and seeking His direction, seeking what He has for you, what mission He has for you that day, then you can live a life of goodness. Psalm 37:23 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of our lives." Are you allowing God to direct your life, direct your steps? If not, don't expect to be sharing the fruit of the Spirit. God desires to influence your decisions, your direction, your lives, each one of us. And He delights in every detail of our life. Man has learned how to fly in an airplane, not without an airplane. But have we really grabbed hold of how to walk with God? If somebody asked you, how do you walk with God? Could you answer them? How come you're so happy? Why are you always doing good? That's what I hope you hear this year. That's our goal, is that people see you in action and they desire to know more about God. Why are you that way? Why are you the way you are? Goodness is not a deed that you do, it's fruit that you bear. It's more than just the deed. There's fruit. And that fruit is passed on to others, and they desire to hear about this God of yours and Jesus Christ. When you truly have a walk with God, a personal relationship, others will see that, and they'll desire to learn about your God, and that's really your mission. The Great Commission. Share God with others. You know that years ago they produced a dollar, Susan B. Anthony. Has anybody ever had a Susan B. Anthony? Do you still have it? Do you use them? Has anybody ever used one to buy something? That's why they got rid of it. Because they had this Susan B. Anthony, and it kind of looked like a quarter, a funny looking quarter, maybe a Canadian quarter. It was too little. And people just couldn't wrap their mind around, okay, this is a dollar. Maybe people were collecting them because they were so weird or unique. But they got rid of that one. It fell out of circulation. It was chunk change. Don't let your life be that way. Useless. Just pushed aside. Be important. Be an important dollar. A silver dollar. Something of value. Let your life be a something of value. And let others see that value in it and see that goodness that shines through. The world expects believers who call themselves Christians to be good and to be godly. Not a cheap imitation. People are watching Christians, and then they're announcing to everybody else if we fall short of that expectation. And God desires that we don't fall short. He has a standard for us, and it's a high standard. He wants us to shine with goodness, to be known for being good, to share this fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. The world is full of badness. What it desperately needs is goodness. That's produced by us, by people who know Jesus, who, having believed, are marked with the Holy Spirit. We have the ability to share the fruit of the Spirit. Let's take that ability and run with it. If you turn in your Bible, 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. You may declare the greatness of God through goodness, through love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. You can declare this to others around you. Let that be your mission today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. I thank you for the Holy Spirit who can come into our lives and help us shine. Help us share this fruit with others. Lord, give us a desire to be on mission for you each day. Help us, Lord, to share goodness with others. Help us that others would see you in our lives. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.